ready to ditch that whole YouTube hustle thing. Like, actually turn what you know into cash. Not just add pennies, but like build a business around it.
Yeah.
And the kicker, start making that money right away.
Exactly. Forget needing a zillion subscribers or chasing the algorithm. This deep dive is about YouTube for what it is. A search engine. One that connects you with the right people. The ones who will invest in what you know.
I am S here for that.
Yeah.
We've all seen the stats. How many creators barely make anything?
Right. It's a struggle. I was there. Hit 500,000 subscribers, you'd think. Money bags. Right. Let's just say AdSense wasn't paying for my dream life. More like a good cup of coffee a month. Had to switch it up.
Okay. So how'd you go from that to,
yeah,
oh, well, whatever you're making now, which I assume is more than coffee money.
Way more. But it started by realizing I wasn't just some channel pumping out content. I had to be the expert in my thing.
That whole niche thing, right? Everyone says it, but it's hard because don't you want to reach everyone?
It's a trap. You think more people, more money, but it flips. If you're everything to everyone, you're nothing to no one. Tiny fish, huge pond.
So instead of being like the health and wellness person,
mm-hmm,
you got to be, what, yoga for anxious gamers or something hyper specific?
There you go. More specific, more visible, because you show up in those searches. Someone wants yoga after their raid boss. Boom. You're not competing with every yogi, just the ones in that exact space.
Okay. I'm seeing it. But how do we make that specific thing actually pay from day one? Because those ad dreams take time.
That's where most people mess up. They're building on YouTube, but you don't own YouTube. Algorithm shifts, stuff happens. You don't want your whole income gone overnight.
Okay, yeah, that'd be bad. So what's the move? How do we, like, control our own destiny money-wise?
Multiple income streams. One of the best, right off the bat, online courses. But not just info dumps. You're guiding a transformation.
So less here's how to bake. More like go from frazzled baker to cake off.
Yes. It's what's your ideal viewer's zero state? Where they are now, their problems. And you get them to their hero state. Not selling info, selling a solution.
And because you're providing that, you can charge what it's worth. Which, let's be real, we creators are bad at.
Big time. Shift from content creator to knowledge entrepreneur.
Ooh, I like that. But before the core stuff, you mentioned email lists. Why is that so key to this whole YouTube thing?
Owning your audience. Remember, YouTube's algorithm. You don't want to be at its mercy. Email list. Direct line, no matter what YouTube does.
So algorithm freaks out, or knock on wood, YouTube goes kaput. You haven't lost everyone.
Exactly. Plus, deeper relationships, exclusive stuff, promote your courses straight to the people who already dig what you do.
Okay, I'm seeing the pieces fit. YouTube's where they find you. Email list is the connection. And the course is the big offer. But getting people on and that list, how?
Compelling offer. Something so good they'll give their email for it. Checklists, templates, ebooks, immediate value tied to your videos.
So someone's watching my Stop Dog Barking video. I could offer a 5 dog training mistakes checklist. They give their email. Boom.
Nailed it. Relevant. They want it.
Yeah.
And you're building that connection off YouTube.
This is feeling less random content, more like a business plan. I like it.
That's the point. And by being smart about YouTube's traffic sources, you go even bigger. Beyond just those initial searches.
Breakdown time, please.
Mm.
I get search. Dog training tips, they find my video. What other traffic are we talking?
Suggested videos. YouTube's like, hey, you like the other dog video? Check this one out.
So as you grow, the algorithm kind of helps you out, pushes you to a wider net.
Yep. Then there's the holy grail. Browse features. Your stuff's on the homepage, even if they weren't looking for it.
Whoa, that's next level.
It's powerful. But it all starts with amazing content that your ideal viewer actually wants. That's what gets the clicks, the subscribes, and eventually the sales.
So we're talking getting our videos in front of the right eyes, not just any eyes. Which brings us to the big question. How do we even figure out who that ideal viewer is?
It's almost like detective work, you know? You're hunting for clues, not just who your knowledge helps, but who's going to be psyched to pay for it.
Putting on my Sherlock hat, analyzing YouTube comments. But for real, where do we start?
That transformation thing we talked about, good starting point. When you can nail down, this is the problem I solve for this person and this is the outcome, your ideal viewer starts coming into focus.
Okay, so my dog thing, instead of just I help people train dogs, it's more like I help frustrated owners stop crazy barking so they can finally have peace at home.
Boom. There it is. You got the problem, the who, and the outcome they're dying for.
Okay, way more specific already. What else helps us get in their heads, figure out those pain points.
The stuff you shared had some good ones. One, peek at other channels in your world, not just the videos, the comments. What are people asking? What are they stuck on?
Like a cheat sheet to what your audience actually wants.
Exactly. Blogs, forums, those niche online groups, same deal. What's the hot gossip? What problems keep popping up?
I'm already feeling like undercover gathering intel on my audience. Haha.
And don't discount your own experience. When you were starting out, what did you crave? What questions did no one answer for you?
So it's like reverse engineering your own success, then being that guide for others.
Right on. The more you get your ideal viewer, the better you can make content that's like music to their ears.
Which brings us to the content itself. We talked courses, but those YouTube videos, the ones that bring people in.
Three buckets, remember. Evergreen, depth, and viral. Each one plays a role.
Right, right. Let's break them down. Evergreen, you said. That's the backbone. What's so special about it?
Lasting value. These videos people will be searching for months, even years down the line. Still relevant.
Tutorials, how-tos, FAQs, that kind of stuff.
Exactly. It's evergreen because the info doesn't get old. Like, classic recipes never go out of style.
So while you're off making new stuff, your evergreen's working in the background, pulling new people in. Nice.
Love it. Now, depth content, that's about connection. Going deeper, like we said.
Right. Beyond just the surface level.
Yep. Personality, your story, those personal vibes, behind the scenes, how you do what you do, your journey, even just chill Q&As.
So less expert, more your friend who happens to be an expert, kinda.
Exactly. It builds that know, like, and trust thing. Turns viewers into fans, into customers.
Makes sense. You know, viral content, we all see those videos blow up overnight. Should we be chasing that?
Tempting, right. But virality, it's fickle, and more importantly, not always aligned with your goals.
So your video goes viral, but it's the wrong people watching. Doesn't help your business.
Exactly. Imagine you make a hilarious cat video, millions of views, but your niche is sustainable gardening. Ego boost, sure, but does it sell your gardening course? Not really.
It's like attracting a flock of seagulls when you need hummingbirds to pollinate your flowers.
Amazing analogy. Point is, viral's a bonus, not the foundation.
So quality content, right, people? Going viral is just icing on the cake.
100%. Now, how do we measure success beyond just views? Because more views doesn't always mean more money.
All right, tell me about it.
Audience retention. Huge EE one.
Remind me, that's how long people stick around, right?
Million views, but everyone bounces after 10 seconds. Not good.
Because then YouTube's like, this video's boring, and stop showing it to people.
Right. 10,000 views, 80% watch time. YouTube's like, this is Goldie. Show it to everyone.
So how do we UP that retention?
Mm-hmm.
Besides, you know, being awesome.
First few seconds are crucial. Hook them. Give them a reason to stay. Think your favorite shows. They don't mess around. They jump right in.
No rambling intros. No awkwardness. Just straight to the good stuff.
Exactly. Play with storytelling, visuals, editing. Keep them hooked.
Infotainment, right. But you said there are other metrics besides retention. Spill the tea.
Click-through rate, CTR.
Okay, explain that one like I'm five, because I hear it, but not sure I get it.
How many people see your thumbnail and title and actually see L-I-C-K? How enticing is your video at first glance?
So it doesn't matter how good it is if no one even watches it.
Right. You could have the best video ever, but if the thumbnail's blah and the title's boring, missed opportunity.
Okay, so standing out.
Mm-hmm.
What makes a thumbnail pop?
What grabs you when you're scrolling? Bright, bold, rapid.
Yeah. Can't help but look. It's like the YouTube storefront.
Exactly. High quality images. Bang. Colors that pop. Text you can read from space. You're competing. Gotta stand out.
No wallflowers allowed. I've also noticed a lot of YouTubers, close-ups of faces. Is that a thing?
Big time. Faces draw us in, naturally. And if you're showing emotion, curiosity, excitement, that's the hook.
Eyes are the window to the soul, or in this case, the window to more clicks. Now, video titles. What makes them clickable and SEO friendly?
Keep it clear. Your title needs to match what's in the video. Use those keywords people are searching for. But don't just stuff words in there. It still needs to sound good.
So no, you won't believe what happens next, even if it works.
Clickbait's tempting, but it kills your credibility. People feel tricked. They won't trust you.
No one likes a bait and switch. So, thumbnail, title. What about the description? That wall of text, is that even worth it?
Don't underestimate it. More context. Sprinkle in those keywords again and, crucially, lead people to you.
Website, socials, that email, sign up.
Yeah.
The whole nine yards.
Exactly. Keep the party going beyond just YouTube. Join the community, questions, other cool stuff you've got.
It's like building that whole world around what you do.
And this should be familiar by now. Consistency is key.
Okay, you love consistency. I'm picking up on that. Why is it so important?
Think of your faves, the ones you always watch. They show up, same energy, same quality every time. That builds trust, familiarity. That's how you get loyal fans.
So find your thing, stick to it, let your freak flag fly, but consistently.
Yes. Be you, have FEN, make what you love, it shows.
This has been a lot. In a good way. But before we go too deep down the rabbit hole, let's take a breather. When we come back, we'll tackle making those videos shine. Don't go anywhere. And we're back. All right, we've got that killer content, speaks to our people. But how do we actually get it seen? It's like if a video goes up on YouTube, but no one's there, does it even make a sound?
The eternal question.
Yeah.
And the answer, my friend, is optimization. Because you can have the best video ever, but if it's buried in a pile of other stuff, no one's finding it.
It's like you can lead a horse to water, but in this case, we got to make sure YouTube's doing the leading.
To
the right viewers, of course.
Exactly. Cue the dramatic music. YouTube, SEO.
SEO. I hear it everywhere, but what's it really mean? Like, in plain English, for YouTube.
Simple. Making your videos show up in searches. Someone types in, let's say, potty trained puppy. You want your video front and center.
So my video's at the top of that list. That's me winning at SEO.
You got it. And a few things make that happen. Keywords, we talked about. Make videos people actually watch, big one. But one we haven't touched on yet, thumbnails.
Ah, thumbnails, that little sneak peek that's gotta be like the book cover that makes you wanna crack it open.
Perfect, that's the first impression, gotta grab them. Think of it as your video's little billboard.
Okay, yeah. So billboard design 101. What makes a thumbnail irresistible?
Good images, first off. No blurry messes, crisp, clear, nice to look at. Then colors that POP, text that's big and bold. Remember, you're surrounded by other videos, gotta stand out.
Blending in is not an option. I've also seen like close-ups of faces, that a thing.
Totally a thing, we're hardwired for faces. And if you can show emotion, curiosity, excitement, people click.
Eyes are the window to the soul, or you know, the window to more views. Okay, so titles, what makes them clickable and good for SEO?
Clear as day. Title matches the video, uses those keywords people search for, but don't just jam words in there. It's gotta sound good too.
So none of that you won't believe stuff,
right?
Even if it works.
Clickbait's a trap. Short-term gain, long-term pain. People feel tricked, they don't come back.
And no one likes to be played.
Huh.
All right, thumbnail, title. What about that description box? Worth the effort.
Totally worth it. More info for people, more chances to use those keywords, and this is key, send them to you.
Website, social media, email list, sign up.
Yeah.
You name it.
Exactly. It's how they go from that one video to your whole world.
Love it. Building the empire.
Right. And you know what's coming. Consistency, my friend.
You're really big on consistency, aren't you?
It's everything. Think about it. Why do you watch your favorite YouTubers? They're reliable. Same quality, same vibe every single time. That's how you build a real audience, the kind that sticks around.
So find your thing and DOIT consistently.
Exactly. And have fun with it. If you're not into it, it shows. People can tell when it's genuine.
This has been amazing, seriously. So much to think about.
Yeah.
But the heart of it, it's about making those human connections.
100%. Algorithms change, but real connections, those last.
Couldn't agree more. To all our listeners out there, go create something awesome. We'll see you in the next deep dive.